Hey guys, you're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 177.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, I hope you are doing awesome. Guys, I have a very short and sweet podcast episode for you. I'm going to get right to the point, and I've been thinking one of the things I probably need to do is inject a little more of my personal life into this podcast. Having said that, you know, I know that you have the option to listen to about a million podcasts, and there's just so much content out there. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good. And so my goal has always been here to just, you know, try to pack this with as much content and valuable information as possible that you can use to help in your business, regardless of where you're at in your journey. And, you know, I've always been into personal development and personal growth. And this is something that goes back to really like right before I started the business. I started to really change my mindset, invest in myself. And that continues to this day. But as I get older and as I mature, you know, in this business as an entrepreneur, if I can get the words out, and as I connect with high level people and just immerse myself in masterminds, and I realize just that everything begins with mindset, right? It's all mindset. And so I've made a more conscious effort to pick up more books on that topic, even though I've read things and I probably can't hear something. I'm probably not going to hear something new, but you hear different stories and you hear different perspectives. And every time you read a book or every time you go to an event or every time you listen to a podcast like this, believe it or not, you kind of change as a person. You know, hopefully you get a little better and you get a little sharper, a little wiser. And the reason I'm sharing all this with you is because I want to kind of tie it in that, you know, life isn't sunshines and rain. I cannot speak today, and I'm not even going to edit this shit out, right? Because that's just how it is sometimes. But what I'm trying to say is that life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's not a bed of roses. It's, you know, things are going to happen. You know, things aren't always going to be going smooth or going to go as planned. You know, sometimes God has different plans for you. But every challenge you have, every battle you have is an opportunity to, it's an opportunity to not only get stronger, but see how you're going to react, right? Because you can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to what happens to you. And so let me give you a perfect example. And the reason I wanted to record this particular episode. And so depending on when you're listening to this, just so you know, I'm recording this towards the end of January, and Podio, which is the CRM platform that we use basically to run our entire business. All of our seller leads go in there, all of our buyers, marketing campaigns. I mean, Podio is a big part of our business. Podio's been down now for over 24 hours. And I first got word of this because my acquisitions managers started sending me Voxers like, hey, can't get into Podio. My cold caller was telling me, hey, can't even use the web form. I just started getting messages. And after about a couple of hours, I realized how dependent my team was on Podio, right? Because we do everything inside of Podio, is just as far as processing leads, following up. I mean, there's just so much that we do. You know, CRMs are an important part of a lot of businesses, if not most. And I realized that we started to kind of complain a little bit, right? We started to kind of bitch and moan about, you know, I can't believe this is happening. Like, you know, we're having calls come in. And like, so we always strive to pick up 100% of our phone calls live, but that's not always possible. You know, sometimes my acquisitions reps are on the phone or they're at a meeting. And then, so sometimes it goes to voicemail. Doesn't happen that often. We're doing a much better job of tracking and making sure that we strive towards 100% answer. You know, so when that phone comes in, we're answering 100% live, but just sometimes it's not always possible, right? And we actually got an answering service recently to act as a safety net, as a backup, so that every time that phone rings, somebody's picking up that phone and they're talking to a live person. But anyway, they just started to kind of, I don't want to say complain, but just kind of complain, you know, like, hey, you know, what are we going to do? I'm not sure if these calls are getting recorded. I said, guys, don't worry. You know, Call Rail's picking up the recording. Continue to do your thing. And I just kind of reminded them. And by the way, I almost fell into that trap of starting to complain a little bit. And then I quickly remembered that I have no control over Citrix and their support team working on Podio. Like, that is completely out of my hands. I can't pick up the phone or send an email and speed up the process. They're on it. They're working on it. And so I share this story as a reminder to guys, focus on what you can control, right? And make sure that if you're the leader of your team, which if you're listening to this, you probably are, whether it's a team of one, that being just you, or whether you have a team of 20, you know, make sure that you're communicating this to them. Like, focus on what you can control, and then figure out a way to turn, you know, lemons into lemonade, is the saying, right? Like, so how can you spin and turn a negative into a positive? So the negative in this particular case was, shit, Podio's down, right? We can't follow up with our leads. You know, it's got notes in there. It's got just a bunch of information, right? We need Podio. And I said, guys, we don't need Podio to, you know, run an efficient operation. Like, does it help? Is it a big part of our business? Absolutely. Now let's figure out how to do it without Podio. And by the way, I'm sure Podio is going to be up and running pretty soon. I didn't expect it to go this long. You know, this was yesterday, but this morning we woke up and now they're saying it's probably not going to be until like noon, and they've been pushing it back further and further. And I was quick to just not rush to complaining, because again, I cannot control that. And so hopped on the phone with my team and I said, guys, let's turn this into a positive, you know. So instead of following up with our existing leads, which we can still do, by the way, because we have the incoming calls inside of Call Rail, let's use this time to double, triple down on our outbound calling, right? So let's jump on Mojo, let's pound the list. And so, you know, it maybe instead of doing a combined between three people doing 8 hours of cold calling, let's do 10 to 12, right? And let's pop off some deals from just outbound calling. And this is just an example, guys. Like, so you can apply this story, and the message really is what I'm trying to get to the heart of. You can apply this to any part of your life, any part of your business. And by the way, this is probably something that's going to happen to you on a daily basis. You know, sometimes you have days where you wake up and just everything is just smooth sailing. And then you have other days where, you know, it's, I don't know if you guys, depending on how old you are, remember that show American Gladiators back in the day? You know, it's kind of like it's a crash course, and you have all these, like, you know, just beefed up men and women that present these obstacles, and they try to like knock you down, and they throw things at you. And you know, that is life sometimes is like American Gladiators. And that's kind of a random example that just popped in my head, but you know, you're going to have things coming at you, and you have to get through them. You got to jump over, get around them, go under them. Sometimes you have to just pause and then run through them. And so try to apply that mindset, you know, throughout the course of your day, not only in business, but in your personal life, because, you know, shit's going to happen. Things aren't always going to go smooth, and you can't control that. But again, you can control how you react to those things. And then really the last takeaway, again, is just figure out how to spin and turn that negative into a positive. If you have that mindset, you're going to be pleasantly surprised what's to come. And I have, by the way, I have 1000% conviction that we are going to get something. We're going to schedule a meeting, contract a property. Something really good is going to happen during this 24-hour period in which we have not been able to access Podio, that is now taking our focus, energy, and attention away from Podio and onto time on the phone, or, you know, reaching out to a buyer that we want to continue to build a relationship with. Or you insert something positive is going to come out of this experience. And I fully believe that. And it's important, again, for you as the leader to communicate that to your team and set the tone for the business, right? So anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. If you enjoyed this episode or any episode, I would really, really greatly appreciate it, guys. It really helps if you can submit a rating and review in iTunes. If you go to flipempire.com/iTunes, you can go ahead and leave a rating and review. I want to say at this point, we probably have close to 100 five-star rating and reviews, which is awesome. And I want to break that century mark, and I want to continue to, it just lets me know, it gives me feedback that I'm doing the best job I can possibly do for you guys and give you the type of information and content that can really help you move your business forward, okay? And one last thing, guys, don't compare your journey or your business to other people. You know, I see a lot of that going on Facebook, and I just wanted to throw that last quick tidbit in, is that you're where you're supposed to be, but you're on your own unique path and your own journey. So stop following other people's success, if that makes any sense, and focus on, you know, creating and building your own success. So I'll catch you on the next show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.